The GOP race this year seems to be one of late deciders, sudden reversals, and surprising distractions. Perhaps the biggest surprise of all over the weekend was that it wasn't Rick Perry who dropped out of the race. Instead, former Utah Governor John Huntsman will announce today that he's ending his candidacy and endorsing Mitt Romney. We're joined now by Jordan Fabian. He's the political editor at Univision. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning to you, Celeste.
So why so quickly? We heard those defiant words coming from John Huntsman when he came in third in New Hampshire. I've got a ticket to ride, ready to go to South Carolina. Why this sudden decision to drop out instead?
Well, I think after his third place finish in New Hampshire, his strategist looked at the rest of the field and didn't really see a path forward. Huntsman had really put all of his eggs in the New Hampshire basket, and he finished third in the state. Although he did surge in the final weeks of the campaign, that was still considered disappointing. He didn't get the momentum he needed coming out of New Hampshire into South Carolina. He wasn't polling very well in the state, even though he had just received the endorsement of the state, which is South Carolina's largest newspaper. I think his strategist looked at it. They have little money or organization moving forward, and they decided to call it quits. So it looks like that ticket to ride out of New Hampshire wasn't the case.
Well, let me ask you, Jordan. You know, I mentioned Rick Perry, and he's constantly been expected to drop out since the dismal showing in Iowa. What keeps Rick Perry in the race then?
Well, as opposed to Huntsman, who was centering his campaign around New Hampshire, Rick Perry has really made South Carolina his final stand. I think that his strategists look at Perry. They see a broader appeal to evangelical and conservative voters, which make up a much larger percentage of the South Carolina electorate than they do New Hampshire. So they're thinking, well, let's see if Rick Perry can make one last stand in South Carolina before we call it quits.
Well, let me play you a kind of testy exchange that was played a lot between Mitt Romney and John Huntsman during NBC's Meet the Press debate in New Hampshire. This is Mitt Romney criticizing Huntsman for serving President Obama.
I just think it's most likely that the person who should represent our party running against President Obama is not someone who called him a remarkable leader and went to be his ambassador in China.
This nation is divided, David, because of attitudes like that.
So, I mean, the people who are supporting John Huntsman maybe agreed with him. Do those supporters then go to Mitt Romney with him?
They probably do. You know, Huntsman was going after sort of the, you know, center-right GOP voter, and which was the same voter pool that Romney's really been pulling from. So I think they do, despite their differences. It was interesting that clip you just played. You know, I was on the ground in New Hampshire, and that really seemed to a lot of us like the first time that Huntsman really justified his campaign, but it really appears that it was too little, too late. You know, he's trying to appeal as his country first candidate who can rise above the fray, somebody who has deep foreign policy experience as the former U.S. ambassador to China. But it came with, you know, 3 days to go in the campaign, and He just was never able to get over the hump.
Jordan Fabian is a political editor at Univision. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also joining us, you heard Jordan mention the evangelical vote in South Carolina, obviously an influential group. Dr. Tony Beam joins us now, director of the Christian Worldview Center at North Greenville University in South Carolina and host of the South Carolina radio program Christian Worldview Today. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, Tony, then let me talk to you about the evangelical endorsement of Rick Santorum. How does that change the race?
Well, I'm not sure that it changes the race at this point. I would like to be able to tell you that I believe that when all these men finally met, men and women, got together, made a decision, came out with an endorsement, that it would give Rick Santorum a huge boost. It may give him a boost in the polls, but it very well could be coming at a point where there's not enough time for it to push him up over the top here in South Carolina, which obviously South Carolina, with a large evangelical voting base, would have been a natural place for Santorum to do well, as he did in Iowa.
All right, we should mention that what we're talking about is that over the weekend, a group of about 150 very influential leaders from across the country convened in Texas and decided to throw their support behind Rick Santorum. And I'm wondering, is this generally a bloc that votes as a bloc, that votes as a group, that looks to their leaders to give an endorsement and then follows?
Well, not. I mean, obviously, evangelicals are just like everybody else.
Right.
We all have our own opinions, and we look at things sometimes differently. But I think the influential group of people that met Tony Perkins, Gary Bauer, James Dobson, Maggie Gallagher, those folks have huge followings, and I think their influence certainly could make someone stop and think and take another look at a candidate. I don't think it's a lock that people who follow these leaders would naturally vote for their endorsement, but it will cause them to stop and think and take another look before they make their decision.
Well, the question here is, and we're speaking with Dr. Tony Beam, who's the director of the Christian Worldview Center at North Greenville College and host of the Christian Worldview Today radio program. The question at this point then becomes, even though they endorse Rick Santorum, if he is not the eventual nominee, if it's Mitt Romney, could you and other evangelicals who, I guess, question his socially conservative credentials, could you throw your support behind Mitt Romney?
Yes. I think that if Mitt Romney goes on to the nomination, that evangelicals and other conservative groups, I think, will have to come together. The Tea Party, which really is all, you know, these are intermingled groups. These are not standalones. I think we'll all rally behind whoever the nominee is and get behind. If Mitt Romney's the eventual nominee, we'll support him for president.
But, Tony, you must be concerned that not everyone is as active and passionate as you are. And in fact, this sort of divide among conservatives may just mean that there's a lower turnout.
No, I'm concerned about it. I'm definitely concerned. I think we've seen this before. I wrote a column about it this week, the fact that in 2008 we had almost the same scenario. You know, at any moment, if you add up all the conservative, evangelical, Tea Party-type voters, if you add them together, we're 10 points ahead of Mitt Romney. But if when you divide the vote the way that it is in South Carolina right now, it gives Mitt Romney a clear advantage. And so this is likely going to be the case unless, you know, the candidates. Rick Perry, there's a report today that Rick Perry may drop out if he doesn't come in first or second in South Carolina. I heard that early this morning. And, of course, by then, it could be very late in the game for it to make a difference.
All right. Dr. Tony Beam, director of the Christian Worldview Center at North Greenville University in South Carolina, host of the South Carolina radio program Christian Worldview Today. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
If you are voting in South Carolina, or if you're an evangelical or another Christian voter making your decision based on socially conservative views, we want to hear your view today. Is it Rick Santorum for you, or could you throw your support to Mitt Romney if he's the eventual nominee? 877-8-MY-TAKE.